Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, our cherisher, our provider, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything. Abundance of peace, blessings and choices, salutations be upon the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. Abundance of peace, blessings be upon his beautiful family, his illustrious sahaba and companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, as well as peace and blessings be upon the pious saints of this Ummah. Welcome once again to our program called The Early Echo. Once again, we shall echo some beautiful and amazing parables in relation to the acceptance of dua. Since our topic of discussion for today is the parables regarding duas being answered, it is a program which must be watched. It is not a program to be missed. And we will, of course, then learn in today's silsila as to what are those things that a person should do in order to get his supplications and du'as answered. Allahu Akbar. Since du'as are the weapon of a believer, and this is the strongest weapon that we have when a person besieges in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he raises his hands, and he seeks, and he makes du'a. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of the Madini channel, let us learn the art of dua, the things that we should do during our supplications and duas. In today's program, inshallah, we shall be speaking about the parables in which the duas of the pious predecessors were accepted. What actions and amal a person should do in order for his duas to be accepted. Nonetheless, inshallah, we shall also be listening to a Nate Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a very, very famous and world-renowned and recited kalam, which is sabse ola wo ala hamara nabi, sabse bala wo bala hamara nabi. Before we get there as well, inshallah, remember it is a narration that Hazrat Sayyiduna Fudala bin Ubaid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, that a person came in the masjid and he read his salah, he performed his namaz. After his salah, he raised his hands and he says, Allahumma ghfir li warhamni. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive me and have mercy upon me. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then looked towards that musalli and said, Ajilta ayyuhal musalli. O the one who had performed salah, you have hurried. Allahu Akbar. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that whenever you perform your salah, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After praising the most merciful Allah azza wa jal, then recite salat ala nabi, meaning recite durood and send salams upon me, then make dua. The narrator had then said, after him another person offered salah, then he praised Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam looked at him and then said, ayyuhal musalli, Ud'u tujab, O offering, O the person who has offered salah, now make dua and your dua will be answered. Subhanallah. This hadith actually is mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif regarding the manners of dua as well. From this narration, we also learn the importance of reciting and sending darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In fact, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who is the father of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has mentioned very beautifully that from this narration we learn that when a person supplicates in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, before you ask for your forgiveness, praise the most merciful. In other words, praise Allah Azza wa Jal like you're supposed to praise Him. And thereafter, recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After you glorify Allah Azza wa Jal, then recite Durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, by doing so, your du'as and your supplications shall be answered. Because Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had also mentioned in a hadith, a very beautiful narration, subhanallah. He says, إِنَّ الدُّعَاءَ مَوْقُوفٌ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا يَسْعَدُ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ حَتَّى تُسَلِّيَ عَلَى نَبِيِّكَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. That is to say that none of your supplication, your du'as, goes upwards. In other words, it does not reach the doors of acknowledgement. Your du'a is mawquf, it is suspended between the earth and the sky. Until when? He says, حَتَّى تُسَلِّيَ عَلَى نَبِيِّكَ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Until and unless you recite durood and salat upon the Holy Rasul صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. It is accepted when you recite durood and salams upon the Holy Rasul صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. وہ زبا جس کو سب کن کی کنجی کہے اس کی نافذ حکومت پہ لاکھوں سلام. سیدی آلہ حضرت امام احمد رضا خان Fazl-e Barelvi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, had given another beautiful explanation. He says, dua, supplication is like a bird. And the durood which you recite are like feathers. Just as a bird cannot fly without feathers. Likewise, if you want your dua and your supplication, your wishes to be fulfilled, in other words, your dua is a bird. And for this bird to fly, you need feathers. Therefore, recite durood in your dua, either at the beginning or in the ending or at both places. Recite excessively and abundantly durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, your dua will be like a bird that can fly. Subhanallah. What a beautiful explanation that had been given. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us our major and minor sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and ability to repent in His cause. Chale, inshallah, we will now listen to a Naat-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam composed by Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. As I mentioned, sabse aula wa ala hamara nabi. After this Naat-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are to continue with our program, and after or during this program, we will also be connecting with a muballigh of Da'wat Islami. Until then, please keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sabse aula wa ala hamara nabi, sabse aula wa ala hamara nabi, sabse sabse baala hamara nabi, bolo sabse baala hamara nabi. Ujh gayi jis aaki sabhi mashale, ujh gayi jiske shamua wo ne karaya, hamara nabi shamua wo ne karaya, hamara nabi bolo sabse aala, hamara nabi apne ma Yeah. اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی دونوں عالم کا دولا ہمارا نبی دونوں عالم کا دولا ہمارا نبی بجھ گئی جس کے آگے مشعلیں بجھ گئی جس کے آگے سبھی مشعلیں شمع وہ لے کر آیا ہمارا نبی شمع وہ لے کر آیا ہمارا نبی سب سے کھا ہے جس کی نمک کی قسم وہ بلی دلا ہمارا نبی کرنے بدلی رسولوں کی گوتی رہی کرنے بدلی رسولوں نکلا ہمارا نبی چاند بدلی کا نکلا ہمارا نبی کون دے ان کا کرم صدا مانگ رہے ہیں دن رات مدینے دعا مانگ رہے ہیں کم مانگ رہے رہے نہ سوا مانگ رہے ہیں جیسا بنی ویسی عطا مانگ رہے ہیں ہمارا نبی سچا ہمارا نبی گمزدو کو رضا مجددی دیکھ گمزدو رضا کمزدو کو رضا مجددی چیچے ہے ایک سو کا سہارا ہمارا نبی بے قصو کا سہارا ہمارا نبی سب سے اعلیٰ ہمارا
بجھ گئی جس کی آگے سبھی مشعلیں شمع وہ لے کر آیا ہمارا نبی. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ. غمزدوں کو رضا مجھ دے دی جے کے ہیں بے قصو کا سہارا ہمارا نبی. What a beautiful نعت پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم we were listening to. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, so rejuvenating and reviving. May Allah Azza wa Jal take us to the beautiful city of Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara. Zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zeema. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is unique. His qualities and his speciality, it is of course then the fact that there was no one like him, there is no one like him, and there would never be anyone like our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we were discussing the parables of the pious predecessors in relation to du'as being accepted. Dear viewers on this Ramadhani channel, we say marhaba and welcome to those who have just joined in this program right now. And the importance of du'a, it can be understood from this fact that Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Holy Quran about supplicating and making du'a. He Azza wa Jal has mentioned, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and your Rabb has proclaimed, pray to me, I shall answer your prayer. Allahu Akbar. Now in this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal has given the khush khabri and the glad tidings of one's du'as and supplications being answered. Not only has Allah Azza wa Jal commanded us to ask for du'a, to make du'a, rather Allah Azza wa Jal had also given the basharat and glad tidings that if you do so, your supplications shall be answered. In another verse, Allahu Akbar, He Azza wa Jal has mentioned,
وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman, and O dear Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when my bondmen question you concerning me, when my bandas question you regarding me, concerning me, then surely I am close. Surely I am close. I answer the prayer of the supplicant when he calls on to me, when he calls upon me. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, these two verses, aside from many other ayat in the Holy Quran, that shows us the importance, that teaches us that how important it is to use our weapon. This weapon is given to a believer that when he raises his hands, making the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal the Qibla to his dua, Allahu Akbar. And when he seeks forgiveness from the depths of his heart, then his du'as and supplications, his murad, his wishes will surely be answered. Therefore, if you flip through the pages of history, and when you read the seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will realize and understand that in our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam's blessed life, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would supplicate before going to bed. He would supplicate and make dua after waking up. He would make dua before eating. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make dua after eating. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make dua even before applying oil, applying surma, applying perfume, looking in the mirror. Why? Because dua is the weapon of a believer. Therefore, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned in a beautiful hadith, الدُّعَاء مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ. The dua is the essence of worship. Subhanallah. In another fragrant hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, reported, narrated by Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, nothing is better than dua before Allah Azza wa Jal. Nothing is better than dua. Subhanallah. In another hadith, Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has related that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, should I not tell you of such a thing that will bring protection from your enemies and will increase you in your sustenance? Your rozi and your sustenance shall increase, and you shall receive protection from your enemies. The Sahaba ikram mentioned, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, please do advise us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal day and night. because dua is the weapon of a believer. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, when you make dua, keep your heart present. Yes, keep your heart mawjood. Because dua is such an ibadat that when you make dua, you are in communication. You are speaking to your Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, once, as he was passing by a place, he seen a person making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hi. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam thought to himself that, you know what, if it was in my capacity, I would have fulfilled the needs of this banda. I would have fulfilled the needs of this person. Wahi and revelation was revealed upon Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Oh Musa, indeed, I am most merciful. I am most caring, most merciful than even you, O Musa alayhi salam. But I am not granting this banda anything, because though he is making ibadat, but his heart is present by the herd of his goats. His heart is present by the goats that he owns. He is making dua to me, but his heart is present there. And I do not bestow favors upon such people whose hearts are present. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then informed that person that though you are making ibadah, but your heart is not present at all. This person then began to make dua, whereas his heart is present. This is one of the problems we face in society, that when we make dua, especially when you go to such, you know, functions and gatherings in which duas are made, many a times people are saying Ameen at the places where Ameen should not be said. It is simply because of ignorance, or because our hearts are not present there. It is because we don't know the meaning of the duas being made. So therefore, I would request the viewers in this Madani channel, whenever you make dua, we first learned and we have established that dua jab kare, to first praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise Him inshallah azza wa jal, because as I mentioned, dua is a weapon. This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and another hadith the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned, afdalul ibadati du'a. Dua is the most superior of all worships. Since all worship, all acts of worship have certain conditions to it in order for those ibadah to be accepted. If you want your dua, if you want your namaz to be accepted, if you want your roza to be accepted, of course you've got to follow the rules and regulations of those ibadah that you perform in order for that to reach the doors of acceptance. Likewise, when it comes to dua, one needs to know the manners of dua. One needs to know the timings of dua. One needs to know the conditions of dua. One needs to know the state he needs to be during making dua. One often needs to make dua. There are so many aspects regarding dua, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, mashallah. One is that we have also learned that our hearts needs to be present at that moment when we are making dua. Let us further learn, mashallah, more manners regarding dua. Remember, it has been mentioned that dua is that the person making dua should call upon Allah Azza wa Jal with his beautiful names and attributes. In a narration, it has been mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jal has appointed an angel with his name, Arhamar Rahimeen. Arhamar Rahimeen, there is an angel appointed with this. And when a person recites this three times in his dua, and he says, Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, then the angel says out to that person that Arhamar Rahimeen is listening to you, so therefore ask and your du'as will be answered. Subhanallah. In another narration, it has been mentioned that recite Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana five times in your du'a. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal himself has mentioned Holy Quran, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. So their lords have accepted their du'as and supplications. Subhanallah. This is part of the adab of making du'a. When you praise Allah Azza wa Jal, praise Him like He rightfully is supposed to be praised. And then when you make du'a of maghfirat for yourself, do not forget the ummah. Because when you make du'a maghfirat in totality, then your maghfirat du'a will also be accepted. There's more chances of your du'as being accepted when you make du'a for the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Imam Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned beautiful saying. He says, remember Allah Azza wa Jal in every difficulty. This is also part of the manners of dua, that to remember Allah Azza wa Jal in every difficulty and to perform a good deed before making dua, because dua are amongst the manners, or this is from amongst the manners of dua, that remembering Allah Azza wa Jal during difficulty and thereafter to perform a good deed before making dua. If it is possible for you to give some charity before making dua, if it was possible for you to feed a poor person before supplicating and making dua, if it was possible for you to remove the difficulty of a Muslim person's family or this individual, and then you supplicate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and remember, it should only be done for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. For those people that do it due to ostentation, to showing off, Allahu Akbar, then there are lots of ahadith that shows that one should not do. In fact, on the day of judgment, a person will be said to go and take his thawab and reward from the one for whom he has done that good deed. But we do learn from this hadith and narration that you should perform, or you can bring along your good deeds as a source of wasila. Those good deeds which we have performed only for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, not to show the people. And Allah Azza wa Jal is of course aware of your actions. And regarding this too, in Sahih al-Muslim, there are some narrations from which this amazing narration mentioned by Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about three travelers, that they were traveling in the previous era, and due to the rain they went and took some custody and shelter in a cave. As those three individuals entered the cave, the rock of the cave, a rock from above, had fallen to the ground and blocked the mouth of that cave. All three were trapped inside. And then one at a time, they began to use the good deeds which they have done for the sake and pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. The first one said, Ya Rabbana Ya Rahman Rahimin, I would present milk to my parents every night. One day, I came late at night due to fetching wood from the jungles. I came in late and my parents had fallen asleep. My children were thirsty and hungry, but I, out of respect, did not give them milk to drink until my parents did not drink milk first. Ya Rabbana Ya Rahman Rahimin, I done this only for your pleasure, that they have brought me in this world. They are my parents. Though there was nothing wrong in giving my children, but I preferred giving them first, for they are my old parents. Allah. When he made this dua, the rock moved a little. The second person made dua and he said, Ya Rabbana Ya Rahman Rahimin, I loved my uncle's daughter a lot. I had some bad intentions. I expressed my intentions with her and she warned me of committing this fornication with her. Nonetheless, Ya Rahman Rahimin, one day she was in difficulty due to some financial strains and she came to me for help. She was helpless. I helped her with this condition that I would take advantage of that niyat and intention which I had in my heart. And when I found the chance to be with her alone after giving her 100 dinars, in exchange of that 100 dinars, I was supposed to commit a guna with her. But she warned me and she told me, Fear Allah Azza wa Jal, for He is watching you. Ya Rabbana Ya Rahman Rahimin, I stepped back at that moment for your pleasure. I did not indulge in that sin for your sake. Remove this rock a little more, or remove this rock, and then that rock moved and shifted by its own. The third person says, Ya Rahman Rahimin, a person was working for me and he left his job without taking his wage, without taking his salary. I invested his money, and after investing his money in business, and when that business began to grow and flourish, this person comes up and he says he wants his salary back. I then told to him, this camel, these goats, and these animals, and these servants all belong to you. He said to me, Are you joking with me? I said, No, I'm doing this because it was your wages which I invested in the business, which brought about so much of barakat and blessing. So take it and go. All these things are yours. Ya Rahman Rahimin, I was fair and just with him because I feared you. I have done this for your pleasure. Ya Rahman Rahimin, remove this rock from the path. When three of them placed their good deeds as a wasila in order for the rock to move, then that rock was totally moved and all three of them escaped the cave. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then told his blessed sahaba that yes, good deeds can be used as a wasila. When the people that were trapped in the cave, they done the same thing, subhanallah, and they used this good deeds as a wasila for the rock to shift and for it to move. Likewise, dear viewers on this Madani channel, we should also make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal and supplicate to Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for our du'as to be accepted, and using good deeds as a wasila. Of course, your namaz, your roza, your hajj, your zakat can be used as wasila, as well as the awliya, of course, the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, especially our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. When you use the wasila, because the Quran teaches us to use wasila in the court of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and therefore practicing this amal in action, وَبْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ, seek a medium in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you use the wasila of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed your du'as will be accepted. Use the wasila and the medium of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, the awliya, the saliheen, the shrines of the pious individuals, and you will find that your du'as will be accepted, inshallah Azza wa Jal. If you are a person that breaks family ties, because this is also as a warning in the books of ahadith, that people who have these qualities such as breaking family ties, you know, breaking rishtas and relationships, even their du'as are not accepted. People who drink and consume alcohol, those who speak excessive lies, those who do not treat their parents well, these are some qualities and bad qualities that those who possess them, their du'as are not accepted. So one needs to make istighfar and tawbah, and he needs to remove himself away from all these grave sins. And then when he humbly makes dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, surely his du'as and his supplications will be accepted, inshallah azza wa jal. It has also been mentioned that when you make dua from the bottom of your heart. As I mentioned, that this is something which we hardly do, but it has been mentioned, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, make dua to Allah azza wa jal in such a way that you are absolutely sure, you are most certain that your du'as will be answered by the most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then remember that Allah azza wa jal does not hear the dua of a heedless heart. In other words, heart needs to be mawjood and present when you are making dua. And now understand the waqia and the story of the person in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, whose heart was not present there. It was rather by the herd of his goats. You know, his heart was present there. His heart was not mawjood during dua. Likewise, when we make dua, our heart is mostly at the places of shopping, at the malls, at the wandering places. You know, we all are wondering, when are we going to get out of this lockdown? When are we going to be free? When can we go and do what we want to do? We're making dua, but the heart and the mind is not present. So keep this in mind, that aside from praising Allah Azza wa Jal, aside from making istighfar and excessive dua, or reciting durood and salat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you want your dua, it should not only be a lip service. You know, like in our society, as I'm saying, that people are making dua, but they are busy scratching, busy fiddling, busy playing with children and making dua at the same time. Dil ko maujood rakhe. Aurangzeb rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, in his time, when he went to visit the shrine of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, there was a beggar who was sitting out there, and he's saying, Khaja, meri aankhe mujhe wapas lota de. Oh Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ali, return my eyesight back. He was asking through the wasira of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz. He was asking from Allah Azza wa Jal through the wasira of our Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Aurangzeb rahmatullahi ali passed there, saw this person, asked him, brother, how long are you here? He says, several years have passed. Till today, my eyes or my eyesight has not been restored. This person, Aurangzeb rahmatullahi ali, then said to him that, well, you know, I'm going to go inside for some rituals, meaning to make Fatiha, etc., etc. By my return, if your eyes, meaning your eyesight, is not restored, then I would have you murdered and executed. Bottom line. This person then began to cry and beseech and cry in the court of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, saying, Ya Khaja, before it was only the problem of my eyes, but now it is the problem of my life. Oh Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, please return my eyesight. As he began to make this dua, after some time, when Aurangzeb rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi returned and seen this person, he began to say, Huzur, I can now see, my eyesight has restored. Aurangzeb rahmatullahi ta'ala then told him, the reason for this is because for several years, you have been just giving a lip service. You never ask from your heart. It is so important to ask from the heart for your du'as to be accepted, inshallah azza wa jal. One of the manners of du'a is that a person making du'a should be humble. His heart should be present during du'a, and he should believe that Allah azza wa jal is aware of the thoughts that crosses through his mind and heart. And inshallah azza wa jal, his du'as will also then be accepted. Remember, inshallah azza wa jal, as I mentioned, that we are going to be connecting with a muballigh of Da'awat Islami. And he is a surprise. After a very long time, we're going to be having him back on screen, inshallah. But before we go there as well, I want to mention also that whenever you request others to make dua, do not forget to request the ulama and the pious to make dua for you. Ye bahut badi cheez hai, bahut badi daulat hai ki aap jab logon se mile to aap unse kahe ki please hamare liye dua farmayega, hamare liye duaen kariyega. Make dua for me and for my family, because the dua of the pious individuals are very, very essential and very powerful. Allahu Akbar. Abdul Mustafa Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, the author of Bahari Shariat, he has mentioned that if the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal, such as the Islamic scholars, the pious saints and all the pious people curse anyone, if they happen to curse anyone, then it is very dangerous and destructive for that person. It is a poisonous arrow of destruction which never ever loses its target. And if they make dua for anybody, then the dua too can be accepted. So therefore, always ask Allah Azza wa Jal, or always ask the pious individuals to make dua for you. And after narrating the story, inshallah, we will connect with the muballigh that Sayyidina Uthman bin Atta rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had said that when Sayyidina Abu Muslim Kholani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a very pious individual, when he would enter his house, he would say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. His wife from the inside would say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then he would enter the courtyard of his house and he would say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. His wife from inside the room would say, Allahu Akbar. And then they would sit and they would talk or discuss, whatever. This was his habit and routine. Who? Abu Muslim Kholani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And listen to this narration, how one can be destroyed by the curse of the pious people. When they get upset, when they are angry, therefore always respect them. Do not backbite about them. Do not, you know, hurt their feelings in any way possible. So Abu Muslim Kholani rahmatullahi ta'ala once went to his house and he said, Allahu Akbar. There was no sound from inside the house. Total silence. He then entered the courtyard of his home and then he said, Allahu Akbar. So andar se koi jawab nahi aaya, Allahu Akbar. Then he went inside the house and he saw in the room his wife was sitting one side. He sat down to eat food. He washed his hands. And then the wife began to speak and she says, you know what? We do need a maid servant. Hamare paas kaam wali nahi hai. We don't have a maid to help us. If only we had a maid in the home, the work would have become so much more easy. Why don't you go to Amirul Mu'mineen? Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and speak to him and tell him, because he's your friend and he knows, I mean, he does realize your closeness to him, you are close to him. Speak to Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he would help you in this regard, in this case. When Abu Muslim Kholani rahmatullahi ta'ala heard that his wife has requested him to bring a maid in order to help with the household work and chores, Allahu Akbar, having heard this, he raised his hands instantly and made dua. He said, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Allah, make that person blind who had poisoned the mind of my family member. Allah, what Muslim Kholani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, make that person blind who had poisoned the mind of my family members and try to sow the seed of discord amongst us. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, accept my dua. Instantly, he made this dua in the neighborhood of Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Muslim Kholani rahmatullah alayh. There was a woman who went blind instantly. She became blind. She was then asking people why she cannot see. Then the news spread that Muslim Kholani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh supplicated for the one who caused mischief in his house, who poisoned his wife's mind regarding a maid. And then she went to him crying and she saying, Huzur, bas mujhe maaf kar de. I just need forgiveness from you and make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal to restore my eyesight. I cannot see. I have become permanently blind. Then he, feeling pity and feeling sorry for her, he then raised his hands and made dua, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, restore her eyesight once again. And her eyesight was then restored. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, we have learned from this as well that the pious individuals have such power and taqat in their supplications that if you ask them to make dua, or if you ask through their wasila, there are more chances of one's duas being accepted. As it is said, nigahe wali mein wo taaseer dekhi, nigahe wali mein wo taaseer dekhi, badalti hazaron ki taqdeer dekhi. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, time has come whereas now we shall connect with our muballigh of Da'wat Islami, and he is none other than our respected and honorable brother Imran Subrati Attari Naqshbandi Sallamahu al-Bari. And inshallah azawajal, as usual, we will take Madani pearls from him as well in relation to our topic. A very famous muballigh who needs no introduction, very talkative, mashallah, very emotional, as well as there are so many other more good aspects about this muballigh. I was looking forward to having him here in studio, but nonetheless, mashallah, we have him online right now. Let us welcome our muballigh, Imran Naqshbandi Attari Sallamahu al-Bari. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Maulana Tabriz Sahab and the viewers of Madani Channel, how are you, Huzur?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal. Imran Bhai, mashallah, it is a pleasure listening to your voice once again on the Early Echo program. And I'm sure the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel must be overwhelmed hearing you and listening to you, mashallah. Our topic of discussion for today are the parables of the du'as of the pious predecessors, mashallah, the du'as being accepted. Some adab and good akhlaq during making du'a. Imran Bhai, what Madani pearls would you like to share, Imran Bhai?
Mashallah, Mulana Sahab, I was listening very attentively to this beautiful silsila of yours, Huzur. Some of the manners and the ways that we can try and ensure that our du'as are accepted. Always remember, O viewers of Madani Channel, as Mulana Sahab had mentioned that in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that dua is the essence of ibadah. Dua is the essence of worship. In other words, the essence of something is its intrinsic, it's its haqiqat, it's its reality. Because when a person makes dua, you are affirming the oneness of Allah. You are affirming your total dependency on that Rabb Azza wa Jal. You are humbling yourself. You are submitting, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I can ask from nobody except you. You are the provider, you are the giver, you are the one that can give to me. Imagine what a powerful connection you are establishing during that moment of dua. Allahu Akbar. Indeed, when you reflect on the hadith, that it is the essence of worship. In the essence, you come to realize that your sole dependency is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So we must make it our habit of being sincere, of finding the appropriate times to make dua. And there are various appropriate times. For example, the du'as at the time of Salatul Tahajjud is indeed a du'a that is accepted. The du'as on the time of Friday, between the times when the Imam Sahib sits in the khutbah, it is narrated that that is a du'a of acceptance. Sayyidata Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha used to instruct her maidservant that inform me on the day of Friday when the sun is just about to set. And her maidservant will inform her just as the sun is about to set on a Friday, then she, Sayyidatana Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, should engage in sincere du'a, for it is a time of acceptance, subhanallah.
Wow. Imran Bhai, in fact, in one narration, it has been mentioned that Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha would leave her servant, her maid, Hazrat Fidda radiallahu ta'ala anha, and tell her that she must stand outside and she must look at the sun setting. The moment the sun would set, and she would inform Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha on a Friday between Asr and Maghrib. This is when the maid would stand outside the house of Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the moment she would say, yes, Suraj Ghurub ho chuka hai ya hone wala hai, it is just about to set or it has setted, instantly she would then raise her hands and she would make this dua, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. This is also very important, Imran Bhai, as you mentioned, mashallah, about the Jumu'ah part. You know, where the ulama ikram say that duas are accepted, mashallah. This was the style of Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala. Just adding to what Madani Pool you had shared, Imran bhai.
You mentioned a very beautiful dua, and that is the dua, the sunnah dua taught to us by our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at how all encompassing, in which we ask Allah for the goodness of this dunya and the goodness of the akhirah. So it is important for us, because akhir may we are people of this dunya. We are live in this alame dunya. We have to live, survive on the means. So it is imperative on us to seek in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal goodness of this dunya as well as goodness of the akhirah. You know, on a lighter note, I was visiting one shaksiyat, you know, for some Madini atiyah. So when I visited him, I made this dua. I said, may Allah bless you all the best in the goodness in the akhirah. Like, you know, I gave him this dua. So he told me, Imran bhai, make dua also for my dunya too, because I'm living in the dunya. So I had to alter my dua and add to him that make dua for his dunya and his akhirah, subhanAllah.
It is very essential that we should always keep that which is most important. You know, the everlasting world is the akhirah. And since, you know, the troubles of the akhirah are much more severe than the troubles of this world, therefore the Holy Prophet ﷺ had advised us that whenever we make dua, that which is most important, keep that at the beginning of the dua. And that which isn't so important, keep that at the end of the dua. Therefore, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Being it a verse in the Holy Quran, Allah has taught us how to make dua. And the ulama ikram have mentioned that this dua is jami'a dua, meaning it contains everything, the goodness of this world and in the hereafter. So whenever you make dua, remember to keep that which is most essential, most important in the beginning of the dua. Ji Imran bhai.
Ji labbaik Huzur. MashaAllah, let me add maybe one or two Madani pools, Huzur, to enhance, you know, how we can increase the acceptability of our du'as. One of the Madani pools add is the dua made in a congregation has a greater chance of acceptance, subhanAllah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We are indeed very blessed in the environment of Dawat Islami. Part of our jadwal is on the weekly ijtima of Dawat Islami. Duas are made in the sunnah inspiring ijtima'at. Alhamdulillah, if you view the duas in our Madani, in our via Madani channel, and if you attend the ijtima'at, they are very emotional duas made in congregation. And Hazrat Sadra Imam Sufyan bin Uyayna radiallahu ta'ala has said that mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal descends at the time of the zikr of the pious people. Allahu Akbar. How du'as will not be answered where the mercy of Allah is continuously falling? Sayyidi Ala Hazrat has said, Maulana Sahib, that blessing lies in jamaat, yani in congregation. And making du'a in congregation of Muslims has a greater chance of being answered. Islamic scholars have stated further that if 40 righteous Muslims gather somewhere, one of them, subhanAllah, must be a wali or a friend of Allah, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. So this is another Madani pool, is to take part in the du'as in congregation. And you know, just to add to that, Maulana Sahib, first and foremost, alhamdulillah, as I mentioned in the ijtima'at of Dawat Islami, du'a is an integral part of the gathering, and it is a moment for acceptance. And also, Islamic brothers, when you attend Salatul Jum'ah, when you perform your Salat behind the Imam, do not rush after the namaz has been performed. Because remember, Maulana Tabriz Sahib presented the wasila of a good deed. Remember, we have performed a good deed, that is Jum'ah Salah. We have performed a congregational Salah. Now, that is a wasila. Take part in the congregational dua that the Imam Sahib is making. You're getting two benefits. One is the benefit of congregational dua, and second is the benefit in your heart. You can also make this intention and present the wasila of this good act that you have performed. So, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, taking part in congregational dua is another form of the acceptance of our du'as. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Imran bhai, actually, this is something very important you have touched on. And I was basically indicating to the Jum'ah congregation part that people normally in South Africa have the habit of rushing back due to office hours and times, and some people rush for lunch. But at least that 2 minutes or 3 minutes dua that they could have made could have not made them lose anything, Imran bhai. I think inshallah, Azzawajal, from one side, if we start and if we are from amongst those who rush after the Fard of the Salah on a Friday, then remember, who does not have wishes? Hamari zindagi to hi faryado se bhari hui hai, ummeedo se bhari hui hai. We all have ummeed and wishes and hopes. hope of goodness in this world and hope for goodness in the akhirat. Lekin, if that mocha and that chance is there, whereas Allah is giving you or He wants to give you, but we do not want to take it. Why? Because the lunch table is calling us. I don't want to mention the names of the famous dishes cooked on a Friday. You know, it's a very different table on a Friday. People look very much forward to those papars and those dalgosas and whatever you may name it. And they would ditch the dua for that food. Whereas for 2 minutes, there was nothing for a person to lose. If it was office hours and stuff, maybe speak to your boss and speak to your company to allow you to come. Maybe 5 or 10 minutes, of course, if there is permission granted. And if not, then we do understand. But people who miss the dua, it's a very great loss for them to miss the dua. It is something which should not be missed. Jim Ranbhai.
Sometimes people might be rushing for salah, you know, after namaz, and we can understand that maybe there is. So my madani pool today means, you know, dua is made within your heart. So whilst you're walking to your car, whilst you're driving to your workplace, seize that opportunity. You just performed a good deed. You have just gone online. You've just gone live with Allah. You just connected with Allah. In your heart, supplicate to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla. Today is the day of Jummah. I couldn't stay for dua, but Ya Allah, this is what is in my heart. You know, so what I'm saying is use every opportunity, because you can chalte, pilte, whatever a Muslim may be doing, he can still supplicate within his heart. He can still talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, never seize an opportunity. One more madani pool I want to share, Mawlana Sahib, before time's run out. Sayyidina Abu Ishaq. Remember, dear Islamic viewers of Madani channel, one of the manners of du'as is that whenever we make du'a for ourselves, and I think Mawlana Sahib has mentioned this, we should also include all the Muslims in our du'as. Subhanallah, what a beautiful lesson we're learning, the lesson of being unselfish. Jab aap apne khud ke liye du'a karte hai, then make and include other Muslims in your du'as. By doing so, you will increase the chances of acceptability. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Abdul Ali has said that if a person's dua is not fulfilled, then it can be fulfilled through any other person. Listen to this very beautiful parable. Sayyidina Abu As-Bahani Rahmatul Ali has narrated from Sayyidina Sabit Bunani Rahmatul Ali that we have been told that on the day of judgment, when the person who used to make dua for the Muslim men and women passes by their gatherings, someone will say, "He is the one who used to make dua for you in the world, subhanallah." Therefore, they will intercede on his behalf. Therefore, they will intercede on his behalf, Mawlana, and will take him to paradise by humbly requesting Allah Azza wa Jalla, subhanallah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla sees us in the Quran, translation from Kanzul Iman, and seek the forgiveness of sins of your close ones and for the common believing men and women. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It is stated in a hadith that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard a man saying that, "Oh Allah, forgive me." Then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If you had included all the Muslims in your du'as would have been answered." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
I was just adding that we should not be selfish in our du'a. We should be generous in our du'a. Just as we should be generous with our wealth, we should be generous with our speech, with our du'as and supplicating. Don't ask for yourself only. Ask for others as well. You are asking from the court of the most merciful, whose treasures have no bound and there is no end. Allahu Akbar. So always when you ask, to sab ke liye mange, apne walidain ke liye mange, apne liye mange, apne asatiza ke liye mange. And by doing so, inshallah, azawajal, unke wasile se, unke liye dua mangne ke wajah se, aapki bhi duaen qubul hongi, inshallah. There is more chances of your duas being accepted. Jo log kehte ki na, 10 saal se hum mang rahe, kuch nahi hua, 10 saal se mang rahe, ye nahi mila, wo nahi mila. Problem is that we need to recheck and reassess ourselves. You know, do some introspection within ourselves ki hum kis zaban se mang rahe, pehle zaban ko hum saaf kare, apne dil ko saaf kare, apne amal ko theek kare, phir Allah ke bargah mein ro ro kar ke duaen mange. Even to ask dua when you are sitting or you are standing, or whether you are sleeping, whether you are walking, in whichever way you ask for dua, remember that some ulama have mentioned that when you raise your hands and raise your hands together, you can leave little bit space between them, and the hand can be either in line of your chest or in line of your head or above that as well. Aap yu bhi haath utha karke duaen mang sakte hain. Face the Qibla and make dua. After our program, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant shifa and speedy recovery to all those who are sick and bimar. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us our major and minor sins. May Allah forgive our sins, and may He grant us the shafa'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the day of judgment. Until then, stay good, be good, do good, and remember, wherever you are, I must try to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.